Hello guys, how are you doing? Hope you guys are good. So I'll be telling you guys a story today, and the story will be on the little tiny thing. That's the name of this story, the little tiny thing. Out in the garden, Mary sat hemming a pocket handkerchief, and there came a little insect running. Oh, in such a hurry, across the small stone table by her side. The sewing was not done, for Mary liked doing nothing best, and she thought it would be fool to drop her temple over the little ant. Now he is in the dark, said she. Can he mind? He's only such a little tiny thing. Mary ran away, for her mother called her, and she forgot all about the ant under the thimble. There he was, running around and round and round the dark prison, with little horns on his head quivering, little perfect legs bending as beautiful as those of a racehorse. And he was in quite as big a fright, and he were an elephant. Oh, you would have heard him say, if you had been clever enough, I can't get out. I can't get out. I shall lie down and die. Mary went to bed, and at the night the rain poured. The handkerchief was soaked as if someone had been crying very much. When she went out to fetch it, as soon as the sun saw, she remembered who was under the table. I wonder what he is doing, said Mary. But when she lifted up the table, the little tiny thing lay stiff and still. Oh, did he die of being under the table? She said aloud, I'm afraid he did mind. Why do you that? Mary said. Her father, who was close by and who had guessed the truth, see, he moves one of his legs, runs to the house and fetch a wee text of honey from the breakfast for the little thing to serve. I didn't mean to, said Mary. She touched the honey in the spoon with a blade of grass and tenderly put a drop of it before the little ant. He put out a fairy tongue to lick up the sweet stuff. He grew well and stood upon his pretty little jointed feet. He tried to run. Where is he in such a hurry to go, do you think? Said Mary. I don't know, said Mary softly. She felt ashamed. He wants to run home, said Father. I know where he lives, in a little round walls of ant under the apple tree.